Exclusive, The Real Reason Muhammad Ali Converted to Islam, by Sean Gregory. Muhammad Ali's public conversion to Islam in 1964 was among the most defining moments of his remarkable life. The decision enraged his critics. His hometown newspaper continued to refer to Ali by his birth name, Cassius Clay, for years to come, and led him to refuse to serve in Vietnam, a stand that cost him his title, his livelihood, and ultimately cemented his status as an American iconoclast. Ali, who died on June 3, 2016, at age 74, has offered a few different reasons for his embrace of Islam. According to the 1967 book Black is Best, The Riddle of Cassius Clay, by former Sports Illustrated writer Jack Olson, Ali said his first encounter came from a street corner proselytizer in Harlem. He later told Olson that it came at a Nation of Islam meeting in Miami in 1960 or early 1961, and he also said that his first meeting was in Chicago. Now, there's another version of Ali's story, which is arguably the most definitive of the bunch, appearing first in Time. In his forthcoming book, Ali, A Life, out in October, author Jonathan Eig excerpts a letter that Ali wrote to his second wife, Khalila Camacho Ali, who was married to the legendary fighter from 1967 to 1976. In the letter, which Camacho Ali says her ex-husband wrote sometime in the late 1960s, Ali describes seeing a cartoon in the Nation of Islam newspaper, Muhammad Speaks, outside a skating rink in his hometown of Louisville. The cartoon illustrated how white slave owners brutally beat their slaves while insisting that they pray to Jesus. The message, Christianity, was the religion of the oppressive white establishment. I liked that cartoon, Ali wrote. It did something to me, and it made sense. Here's what Ali wrote. One night at a skating rink in Louisville, I was on my way home. The skating rink was located at 9th and Broadway Street. While I was standing outside the building in a crowd of about 400 people, all black people, like most boys, I was looking for a pretty girl to say something to. A black brother dressed in a black mohair suit with a white shirt and a black bow tie was selling some newspapers called Muhammad Speaks. At that time, it was the first time I had seen a Muhammad Speaks newspaper. The brother walked up to me and said, "My brother, do you want to buy a Muhammad Speaks newspaper so that you can read about your own kind, read the real truth of your history, your true religion, your true name before you were given the white man's name in slavery?" He said, "Oh, by the way, there is a meeting that we are having today on 27th and Chestnut Street at 8 o'clock this evening, and at the time it was about 6 o'clock in the evening. I told him, "Okay, I'll be there." But I had no intention to go to any meeting, but I did buy the Muhammad Speaks paper, and one thing in the paper made me keep the paper, and that was a cartoon. And the cartoon was about the first slaves that arrived in America, and the cartoon was showing how the black slaves were slipping off at the plantation to pray in the Arabic language facing the east, and the white slave master would run up behind the slave with a whip and hit the poor slave on the back with a whip and say, "What are you doing praying in that language? You know what I told you to speak?" And the slave said, yes, sir, master. I will pray to Jesus, sir, Jesus." And I liked that cartoon. It did something to me, and it made sense. Ali's description of the cartoon matches a strip printed in the December 1961 edition of Muhammad Speaks. Camacho Ali asked Muhammad to write the letter after she confronted him about his extramarital dalliances. "Explain," she instructed him, "why you embraced Islam in the first place." "You might be big," Camacho Ali tells Time, "but you're not bigger than Allah. You've got to check yourself. There are consequences when you commit adultery." Eig says he paid Camacho Ali $600 for the letter. In all likelihood, Ali's interest in the Nation of Islam grew over time and repeated exposures, Eig says. The incident he describes in the letter, picking up the newspaper and reading the cartoon, may have been one in a series of influential events. But this is the only time we know of that he wrote the story of his indoctrination in his own words. That would seem to suggest, at the very least, that it was a key moment in his journey. Camacho Ali sees the first anniversary of Ali's passing as another chance to celebrate him, flaws and all. Allah has opened the door for him in paradise, she tells Time. He's not suffering anymore. I cherish the good moments. There were more good than bad. It was a blessing to be part of that journey.